Did looking at my muscles help calm me down? Part 2. Spike only sighed.
And I'm still trying to decide if I'm supposed to apologize or to say you're welcome.
Oh, you can say the latter to me.
Rarity removed the final shard from in between the balls of his foot, leaning away from it afterwards. No blood and no marks, just shattered bits sprinkled over and larger chunks sunken in. The big wuss.
And you can apologize to Princess Celestia later, after she has taken her shower, of course.
Maybe her second shower.
Now then, dear, do you care to explain what the fuss was all about?
Well, I kinda heard a thing or two about you when I, you know, rushed over and...
Rarity floated the kit back into the depths of the closet. Rarity stepped away before the stuttering of words which froze her in place, causing her to look at Spike from over her shoulder.
I was making lunch when Twilight had said that she ordered a dress, and then I remembered the girls talking about the same thing and more ponies after that.
Rarity blinked.
So you rushed over?
Yes.
And was that right away?
Forgot to turn the stove off.
Because you thought I would need the help straight away? That you absolutely could not have waited to take the apron off?
Spike glanced down, and his eyes went wide. Seconds later, his claw clapped over his face, like it was his first time seeing the thing on his body.
Oh, I'm such a big goof, aren't I?
Well, idiot is more like it.
When the claw fell from his face, a glare had been hiding underneath it.
You're going back on our deal already?
Rarity giggled. Once, twice, three times, then four. Why were they coming? That stream of laughter that she fought to hold back, she teased the dragon. The big goof. He was a fool in the best sense possible, and teasing him lifted her body up.
Changes with every contract, I'm afraid. But matters like these aren't urgently pressing, Spike.
She exhaled a deep breath.
You didn't have to rush here right away.
Well, I know that.
Spike leaned his head further back against the wall, gazing up at the ceiling. It was a cute look. The expression of a lost and confused boy. He was a good kid. Even if he didn't look like one anymore, thank Celestia for that.
I don't know. Come running whenever it feels like you're in trouble.
Oh.
His eyes looked back down and set on her again. They glowed a soft green, lit by an intense flame underneath, small but consistent, burning for her alone.
You know that I would do anything for you.
Rarity smiled at that. She nodded her head and cast her gaze down to her forelegs. She went to say something clever, a witty response draped in her usual eloquence, but nothing came. Stunned and locked in place, the silence was going on longer than it was supposed to. Words, Rarity. Use your words. They're all you have left. But they didn't come. Because she didn't have anything left. All she could do was smile at the dragon, at the goof encased in scale, and just feel fooled by him. Now, this was hardly the first time that it had happened. Spike had broken in a dash here before. All when she pricked her hoof with a needle in front of Dash, who had then dropped it in passing before Spike. And then Spike had come dashing here to check in on her. Dragons are such silly creatures, are they not? But Rarity felt drawn, her hooves walking on their own. She was thankful all of the vase had been swept and burned away because she wouldn't have stopped walking, not when her body had grown tired by the commands of her mind. She came and she sat herself down next to the dragon, enjoying the subtle, radiating heat that came from his body.
Perhaps a quip about portable furnaces will be my saving grace.
But none of that came. No more words, and no more quips, and no much more of anything, really. Her mind was empty, drained, and now blank, trying to invent something out of nothing, and failing in silence. Spike had watched her sit down. His head seemed so high above, at least a foot or so. Their eyes met, and his glowing eyes brightened, and his face quickly turned away. Gazing down, he saw his apron. He leaned forward, pulling the thing up and off of his body, leaving his broad chest exposed.
I'm stressed.
Spike blinked. He looked over at her within the next seconds. Rarity couldn't bear to look at him to feel his total stare upon her. So, she gazed forward, looking towards something, but seeing nothing.
I have so much to do. And it doesn't feel like I can do it at all.
Those words. They weren't meant to come out, at least not yet. Things like that were spoken in the dark or into a mirror when one was alone. Image was everything. The truth was destructive, and in cases such as these, the truth wasn't necessarily the truth to begin with. But the words did come out anyway.
There's just so much to do. Orders with designs already supplied.
Rarity leaned her head against the wall, exhaling in a release at something other than her shoulder holding the weight of it, even if it was a stale kind of feeling.
In the case of the girls, I'll have to improvise again, but there's not much of a difference between those two kinds of orders.
Rarity let her eyes close for a moment. For a moment was all she could afford.
It's also clear up inside my mind, darling.
Spike didn't have anything to say. The poor goof probably had no clue what was even happening, not even understanding a word that she said. That silence of speaking and not being heard, it wilted away at Rarity's soul. And then she was surprised, pleasantly so. The giant had let his arm, with a moment of hesitation, droop over her shoulders. Not at all smooth and clunky with every jerk, but it touched her heart nonetheless. She cooed, rubbing her neck against the smooth scales. Wouldn't you know it? He does have some idea, after all.
Oh, aren't I just the worst for thinking that?
I guess I can kind of see it.
Spike blinked at his words, his expression grown frustrated with them. It wasn't because he was an actual idiot, Rarity knew, but rather that he lacked in just about everything in her presence. Her presence made him self-conscious, and that both delighted and wounded her.
It's like having a whole bunch of chores to do, and even though you can't see them clearly, and they sound pretty easy, actually doing them, just the thought of doing them.
Precisely.
Rarity leaned into his side, shivering for a second at his heated scales, sighing and nearly giggling at how pleasant it felt against her coat. How she wiggled slightly, enjoying the feeling of her soft fur brushing over his smooth scales.
The idea of doing it all. Just imagining it. Draining. It's all so very draining.
She then shook her head underneath his arm, nuzzling herself deeper into his crook.
And the worst of it all is how I'm supposed to be enjoying all of this.
Spike glanced around the room, and she did the same from his side, enjoying being held close to one another. They found themselves like this together a lot more lately. More reasons to touch him, to feel him, a safe thing for her to play with, even if a dangerous game laid beneath her actions. But when their gazes swept across the room, gathering the cut fabrics littered across the ground or the random pins and nails dug deep into the wall, even the unmade bed was a dead giveaway.
But it seems like chaos in here.
He then turned his head and gazed down at her, an aroma of concern exuding from his being.
Chaos for a mare like you, anyway.
Duh, a mare like me.
Rarity spat out the words, mocking a coughing effect.
I should stitch your lips shut for a comment like that.
You can if you'd like.
Spike was quick to reply.
But I still have 2 ears that he can't close.
A burning and tingly sensation. White fur deepened into a shade of crimson. Rarity wasn't caught off guard often. Her head turned, the curls of her mane hiding her face away, not letting the dragon see the unconscious effect of his words. Maybe he does have a wit of his own after all.
But the chaos that you speak of, dear? The mess that's in this room? Look, I know I'm one to slap Rainbow's hoof when she leaves her teacup lying around, and we won't be saying anything more on that matter.
Rarity shook her head. Her body felt warm and safe tucked against the side of the dragon.
But this? This messy and sloppy affair that is this room? I do not know why, but I'm drawn to it.
She looked up at the dragon. Oh, how she had to crane her neck back to look at his face. He was so big, so tall, so warm, and feeling also powerful to just be around. He simply exuded a caring and comfortable presence, those little wisps of warmth drawing her body closer, wishing for the weight of his arm to come down upon her. Heaviness, despite her bloated chest, was what she craved most of all.
It's my chaos, after all.
Rarity smiled.
A sign that I'm working hard, despite the lack of progress.
Spike blinked.
I think you and Twilight are going to have a difference of opinions on that one.
He looked back down at her, confused, always looking so confused, but also wanting to be desperately there for her.
But you do definitely have passion. No pony can fight you on that.
Rarity laughed.
Well, it doesn't feel like I have much of that left nowadays.
But Spike shook his head.
That's not true. Just look at you now. You've been working this whole time, haven't you?
Working is not the same as passion.
But working hard is.
Spike finally managed to hook his arm around her, letting its weight blanket across her body in the most dangerous moment of all. She didn't shiver and shake him away, and with a subtle gulp, he held her close against him.
How many crunches like these have you done before?
For every wrinkle on my face.
That's a lie, and you know it.
Continue with your point.
Point is, you could have dropped this at any time.
Spike sighed.
You could have stopped dressmaking. You could have lowered your orders and cut them altogether. Every time this happens, you always act like this is the end, but once everything is done, what ends up happening?
You stroke my mane while I eat chocolate ice cream.
Wrong.
Spike boomed.
I steal chunks of ice cream when you pass out afterwards.
Rarity blinked. She leaned back and against his hold.
Oh, so you're the reason why the tins are always empty when I wake up. Why, I thought I might be putting on an extra pound or two because of you.
She shook her head, and her face and mane brushed against the scales. She absolutely hated how much she loved the feel of him, of how she could act like a filly, and feel sophisticated about it.
But in any case,
Spike carried on.
What happens after that?
Rarity thought about it for a moment. She didn't like where it was going because, like always, it went to the same place.
I got inspired, and then I get back to work.
Spike squeezed her side, a little hug that was too much of a coward to make into a big one. Oh, how his claws were able to touch her body now, but still too afraid to explore it. It took time, and it took building up, all towards... what, exactly?
I've seen you smile and break into a song while you've worked, even during crunch time.
Spike exhaled a heavy breath.
It's just, you don't know how to take a break sometimes, that's all. You just need a distraction every now and again to pull you away from it all.
I see.
A sinister grin spread across her face.
So is that the reason why you broke my vase then?
Spike seized at once, pulling his arm away from her barrel.
I swear none of that was planned.
I know.
Rarity then nodded her head to the left.
Now put your arm around me at once. Don't you know it's rude to bring a lady close only then to keep her away?
Oh, right.
The arm then laid on her back again, and things were as they should, at least for the time being.
But I'm still stressed.
Rarity spoken quickly again.
Every breath is heavy, and it's hard to keep my mind off of everything. I try not to think, only to worry endlessly whenever I begin to do so. It's just... it's also... what's the word? Overwhelming.
It was Spike's turn to speak.
I think I may have the distraction for that.
Rarity blinked.
Oh? Is that so?
Mare's like, muscles, right?
Rarity scrunched her face together. Did he seriously just say that? Though she was confused, she was also amused, coming to not slowly, deciding to go along with it.
I suppose we do like the odd flexed bicep or so. Not exactly something we're conscious of, but the odd glance is rather nice.
Spike then cleared his throat.
So is it okay then if I use my own to calm you down?
Rarity never expected to be asked such a phrase in her life.
I suppose you may.
Spike stood up at her approval. The weight of his arm, the wall of purple scales of his side, the warmth of his being rose and pulled away from her. She missed it intently. How alone and hollow she felt sitting by her perfect little self. But she watched, with her mane covering an eye as the dragon took a few steps away, turned in place, and stood still before her.
What in Equestria is he plotting to do next?
Her question was answered when Spike dropped to his knee, turned slightly to his side, and curled both of his arms and his claws towards his head, which he dipped slightly, flexing the thick pillar of biceps. The muscle underneath filled out into the open air, encased in the seductive features of his shifting scales. And then he faced her again, emitting a deep, forced growl out from the depths of his lungs as his arms then swung before the front of his frame. He squeezed his chest out, his pecs defined and protruding, a thick wall of purple sleekness Rarity enjoyed the idea of running a hoof across. And his abs, that chiseled abdomen jiggling and flexed, a hardness that made her softness tingle in response. The stresses of the world, dresses designed in time for a deadline, all of those worries and woes just suddenly, no more. Rarity ceased to be a dressmaker as she watched Spike flex his body, giving her a show her body so desperately craved. Her soul and her wit and her charm had been wrapped and bound to her work, and her passion evoked by her heart. But now, her body was being heated differently, life brought back to it by the goofy but masculine charm of the dragon's body. Growing had made him strong, but his time in the gym had shaped him into a fine young male. Once set in a childish belief that flexing his muscles to make his mare friends happy was something that everyone did. And the notion. That notion touched her deeply, nonetheless. Much like how other things were. When Rarity pulled herself off from the wall, coming to stand on her shaky hooves, each unable to bear the full weight of her swirling new passion, she had ceased to be a dressmaker, but rather, coming to be the mare underneath it once more. It all made too much sense. Work drained her of life. And when she had neglected to live for herself in that period, she became a husk, her passion but embers while she worked and just wilted away. And now? This innocent and not so little dragon had stroked the flames within her again, all the way down to her loins. She laughed as she approached him, and which snapped Spike from his posing. He gazed at her with a fearful expression.
Did looking at my muscles help at all?
Rarity laughed again.
How about you lean down here so I could tell you?
Spike looked scared, but nodded nonetheless, leaning down his hulking frame. And Rarity wasted no time. Setting a hoof on the thigh of his right leg, she lifted her own body to meet his own, their snouts brushing together. Her expression was concentrated in controlled passion. And Spike, well, he just looked scared shitless. That was until their lips met and her other hoof rose and placed itself against her chest. An idea that she felt no stress, no worry, or fear in exploring. Just like how dressmaking had been when she first began. It wasn't that she had ever lost her passion, only just she didn't explore it whenever it had then led. For a mare like Rarity, with all of her wit and her eloquence, beauty and being, to lean all of her weight, to trust all of her body against the dragon. To feel supported by another. That she wasn't alone. Someone else was here. Another she could touch. Someone she could feel. And a little more than all of that. Someone she could enjoy. There's multiple ways to flex in the world. You can flex your kill-death ratio in a game, you could flex your money, you could literally flex, like was done here before. There's so many things that you could flex. Question is though, what would you flex? Anyway, let's get on to our very strong donators. Top donators, Dash of Evergreen, Peter Coulthard, Jay Tin Man, Darkside, and Ponyman. Courier Crucii, Strix, Delta Omega, RuneScyther9852, Dospo, Rhiney Dragonwolf, Hunter Norman, Austin Roland, Secret Moon, Tall Russia, The Toilet Snake, Sword Brethren Mordred, Cerberus, Goulash Eating Hazar, Ron and Wandering, Ender I63, Theodore Peck, Starlight Glimmer, Squiddy Boy, David E. Sanchez, Soul Dragon, Gaggy, Trey, Shadow Drake, Joe Piercy, Alex F., Rainbow Dash, Teal K. Anderson, TV Killer, John Becker, Leon Reynolds, Raven Speedster, Zach Rakow, Mr. ECU, and Leslie Prickett. Thank you all very much for watching this video, live life to the fullest, and stay strong.